from American Information Radio. This is George Caldwell, and at this hour, government officials are delaying until late fall or midwinter the inoculation of American children against swine flu. For everybody else, things are on schedule. A report from ABC's Vic Ratner in Washington.
Government health experts say they still plan to go ahead with inoculation of millions of American adults against the swine flu. But a decision on whether to give the mass inoculations to children is being postponed. Dr. David Sensor of the Center for Disease Control told us there will be several more months of tests to evaluate the risks of side effects in children and to find the dosage of vaccine that produces the fewest side effects. Inoculation of adults, Dr. Sensor said, will begin in late August or September. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
The court's taking a tougher stand on the Massachusetts state employees' strike. That story coming up.
If you're looking for excitement, come look at Ford. If you're looking for good value, come look at Ford.
If you're looking for a well-made car that doesn't cost a lot, come and...
Stop that music. Hold those singers and listen to this. Your Ford dealer has some exciting price news for small car buyers. Now you can pay less for selected models because special incentives from Ford to its dealers make lower prices possible on Pinto, Maverick, and Mustang too. You must buy from stock before July 4th. Don't miss this opportunity to get a great value on a Pinto, Maverick, or Sporty Mustang too. Buy now from your Ford dealer.
A Superior Court judge in Boston is trying again to stop the strike by 50,000 Massachusetts employees. Judge Thomas Morse tonight directed union leaders into court tomorrow to face possible contempt charges. And Morse ordered both sides in the dispute to confer tomorrow with a mediator. Direct negotiations have brought little progress. And in Boston, Governor Michael Dukakis gives what he says is one reason.
It's extremely difficult, if not impossible, to engage in meaningful negotiations across the table from people who are breaking the law. And nothing that has happened in the last day has changed our position on that.
Dukakis says the Massachusetts strike is causing especially serious problems in state hospitals and prisons. Canada's biggest airline, Air Canada, has just announced it's completely shutting down. Air Canada is finally throwing in the towel 2 days after a strike by pilots and controllers began. The Environmental Protection Agency has temporarily lifted its ban on the use of DDT for officials in Colorado and California. Those states want to use the DDT to wipe out rodent fleas which carry bubonic plague. There have been 8 cases of the plague reported in the western U.S. so far this year. New York City's practice of dumping untreated sewage into the Atlantic Ocean may have turned into a major problem. Authorities believe some of the sewage is rising back to the surface and because of unusual winds is being blown back into the New York area beaches. 70 miles of beaches on New York's Long Island have been closed. The Soviet Union says it's put another space station into orbit. It's likely the Russians will send up a manned flight soon to operate the station. The Canadian House of Commons has tentatively approved a bill which would outlaw capital punishment, but it must be approved one more time. Nevertheless, in Toronto, Prime Minister Elliott Trudeau sounds encouraged.
The vote was on second reading. That's a vote on principle, and that is a great gain because we now know where people stand on principle. But I think it's too soon to say it's all over until the committee stage, the report stage, and the third reading, and the Senate have voted on this bill. So I think we should be cautious in any final conclusions we draw.
Trudeau's caution probably results from the fact that the bill outlawing capital punishment passed today with a margin of only 8 votes out of more than 250 cast. This is Information Radio News.
From American Information Radio. This is Bob Gibson, and at this hour, the 3-day strike by Canadian airline pilots has prompted Air Canada to shut down all operations. In Toronto, Air Canada spokesman Don Carlisle told reporters,
"If, however, the situation does not improve, then the result of that would be that approximately 12,000 Air Canada employees would necessarily be placed on off-duty status at midnight Friday, June the 25th.
While Air Canada is grounded, Canadian Pacific Air is trying to maintain limited operations. The
Canadian pilot struck Sunday in a dispute involving the use of French in flight communications. Combating the anticipated swine flu outbreak. That story coming up.
A hectic face. A half-eaten sandwich.
Oh, no.
This could mean acid indigestion. Acid indigestion complicated by gas.
Am I suffering? I need something different.
She needs the Digel difference, a special anti-gas medicine that Digel adds to its soothing antacid.
Some difference. Digel relieves my acid indigestion and my gas, and fast.
Get the Digel difference. Switch to Digel, the anti-gas antacid. Use only as directed when needed. Digel.
I've always liked plants and flowers, seeing how they work in balance with nature. I'm like that too, only sometimes I feel irregular, a little out of balance. And that's when I use Phenamint, the gentle chewing gum laxative. Phenamint goes into my system little by little. It goes to work gently, predictably, to help keep me regular, in balance. It's gentle, the only chewing gum laxative. And that's what I like about Phenamint.
Phenamint. Use only as directed.
American adults can begin receiving swine flu vaccinations in September as planned. Government health officials gave the go-ahead for the immunization, but said inoculations for children will be delayed until at least the late fall, while more tests of the vaccine are conducted. The Environmental Protection Agency says it's authorizing the use of DDT to combat rodent fleas carrying bubonic plague in Colorado and California. The use of the pesticide is banned generally, but the EPA makes exceptions in emergency situations. President Ford has chosen a temporary replacement for U.S. Ambassador Francis Molloy, who was murdered last week in Beirut. ABC's Charles Gibson has a report in Washington.
Stressing that a senior man with long experience was needed for the job, President Ford has named Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Talcott Seely to take charge of the embattled U.S. Embassy in Lebanon. Seely succeeds Francis Molloy, who was killed in Lebanon last week. He takes the job on a temporary basis, but it is open-ended. White House spokesman saying they don't know when a replacement will be named. Seely met with the president yesterday, then headed for Paris for consultations with Secretary of State Kissinger and other U.S. ambassadors to Arab countries. Seely is expected to be in Lebanon by the end of this week. Charles Gibson, ABC News, Washington.
Despite this week's elections, Italy remains in the throes of a political crisis. The ruling Christian Democrats won a plurality, but the communists scored major parliamentary gains. Asked about the election, Secretary of State Kissinger told ABC's Barry Dunsmore and other reporters in Paris.
The essential problem with which we confronted in the spring has not been fundamentally changed by the Italian election, namely whether the necessary reforms in Italy should be carried out by a coalition of democratic parties or whether they should be carried out with the participation of the Communist Party.
Kissinger travels to West Germany Wednesday for urgent meetings on the racial situation in South Africa with Prime Minister John Vorster. Higher food prices sent the cost of living up 0.6% in May. That was the biggest increase in 6 months. Frank Sinatra and his longtime companion, Barbara Marx, will reportedly become husband and wife. The spokesman for Sinatra say they'll be married October 10th at the Beverly Hills home of actor Kirk Douglas. Sinatra's 60, Marx about 44. This is Information Radio News.
Of the hour, on the hour, from American Information Radio. This is George Caldwell, and at this hour, government officials now confirm there's a snag in the massive swine flu inoculation plan for this year. A report from ABC's Vic Ratner in Washington.
Government health experts say they still plan to go ahead with inoculation of millions of American adults against the swine flu, but a decision on mass inoculation of children is being postponed. Dr. David Sensor of the Center for Disease Control told us there'll be several more months of tests to evaluate the risks and side effects on children and to find the dosage of vaccine that produces the fewest side effects. Inoculation of adults, Dr. Sensor said, will probably begin in late August or September. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
New fallout from the Wayne Hayes affair. That story coming up.
2:15, you leave your desk and take a break from work. 2:16.
Wow, I could have had a V8.
5:15, you're hungry. You just can't wait for dinner. 5:16.
Wow, I could have had a V8. Remember, the time to think of having V8 cocktail vegetable juice is before you've had something else. V8's the healthful blend of 8 garden vegetables that taste terrific and is naturally low in calories.
Wow, I could have had a V8.
Pick up a pickup. Pick it up and take it home.
Pickups, a rotary-powered air conditioner from Fetters. Just as powerful as ordinary units, but lighter and smaller. So you can take it home and
put it in the window, close the sash and plug it in. Move it to the bedroom, take it on vacation. One little pickup, one little pickup, one little Fetters may be all you need.
Pick up a pickup at your Fetters dealer today.
In the wake of the Wayne Hayes affair, House Democratic leaders today approve proposals that take away a number of fringe benefits from all members of Congress. The proposals also require more detailed reports on exactly who is employed on congressional staffs. The proposals came from a special committee headed by Congressman David Obey of Wisconsin. But House Republican leader John Rhodes of Arizona says they don't go far enough.
As far as I know, the Obey committee makes no recommendations as to auditing the accounts of the members and the committees as they now stand. And I can't believe that the country would settle for anything less than a full audit after the disclosures which have occurred in the last several weeks as to abuses.
Rhodes has offered legislation that would require audits of all House members. President Ford picked up 3 delegates today in Ohio based on the final official count from the Ohio primary. However, the latest ABC delegate count this afternoon shows Mr. Ford only 66 delegates ahead of Ronald Reagan. 161 delegates remain to be selected, and Reagan is favored in most of those races. The rate of inflation is picking up again. Cost of living figures released for May show an increase of 0.6%. That's the biggest increase since last fall. Projected at an annual rate, it's an increase of 7.2%. In Washington, we ask ABC Economics Editor Dan Kortz if this means further sharp increases.
It is an upsurge in inflation, but it doesn't mean we're back to double-digit inflation. A lot of economists have been predicting we'll see the consumer price index go up at 7% or 8% in the second half of the year, and those figures just seem to be arriving a little early. The low figures for the first part of the year were too good to be true anyway because they depended on lower farm prices, and everybody knew that couldn't last forever.
Court says besides big increases in food prices last month, there was a sharp rise in the cost of gasoline, clothing, and housing. The Soviet Union has just announced the launch of a new orbiting space station. It's called Salyut 5. A rocket presumably will be sent up soon to put men on board the Russian space station. Canada's House of Commons has tentatively voted to abolish the death penalty. On Wall Street today, Dow Jones Industrials closed at 997.63, down 9.82. The volume, 21,150,000 shares. This is Information Radio News.
The consumer price index rose 0.6% last month, the May increase the largest jump since last November's. If it kept up this way, it would give the nation an inflation rate of 7.2% a year. However, the rate of increase during the earlier months of this year had been running at something less than 3%. The average worker more than kept up. Real spendable earnings rose in May by 1.2%. A congressional committee has offered some changes in the way the House runs its own fiscal affairs. Nelson Benton reports from Capitol Hill.
Full disclosure is a central theme of the report by a panel of 3 Democrats. Recommendations designed to assure propriety and the appearance of propriety in how the House of Representatives conducts its own financial affairs. The recommendations made in the wake of recent congressional payroll sex scandals are also designed to prohibit an individual member from establishing a power base in the administering of perquisites, as was the case when Ohio Congressman Wayne Hayes chaired the administration committee. The report calls for monthly public accounting of who is employed by whom to do what. Stricter accounting of travel expenses would be required. The House Administration Committee would not have authority for major changes in procedures, as is presently the case, without approval of the full House. Speaker Carl Albert has endorsed the recommendations. The full Democratic membership of the House could put most of them into effect at a meeting scheduled tomorrow. Nelson Benton, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
More in a minute.
Keep your car going, always going.
Stop for Steady Rider shock absorbers. Steady Riders are Sears' best. Proved by Precision driver Joey Chitwood.
Now on sale nationally, only $9.97 each. Installation available. Save $12 on a set of four. Similar savings in catalog. Steady Riders. Now only $9.97 each at Sears Tire and Auto Centers in catalog.
Keep your car going, always going. Stop at Sears.
High atop the San Gabriel Mountains lies the Old Ridge Route, a broken, twisting stretch of road where a professional driver demonstrated the toughness and handling of the Sears Steel Guardsman radial. And right now, you can get this rugged tire on sale and save $36 to $80 in sets of four. The Sears Steel Guardsman radial. Get the toughness of two steel belts, the handling of radial design, and save $36 to $80 in sets of four. Only at Sears Tire and Auto Centers and Catalog.
President Ford has named a Deputy Assistant Secretary of State to take charge of the embassy in Lebanon following the murder of Francis Melroy. Talcott Seeley will assume the duties of the late Ambassador Melroy. Seeley recently became the Deputy Assistant for African Affairs and once had served in the Beirut embassy. Nearly 60 miles of beaches along the Atlantic shore of Long Island are closed today to bathing. The reason, sludge and sewage material drifting ashore in unprecedented amounts. The source is not certain, but for years New York City has used a dumping ground for its sewage some 10 miles offshore. Ocean currents have now changed, say one official. So have the prevailing winds, and man is getting a little bicentennial reminder of the limits of this world. A New York congressman testified to a Senate subcommittee today on the cheating scandal at West Point. Democrat Thomas Downey says the cheating was widespread.
Not only did these cadets cheat, they cheated freely and openly, often copying the test papers of others verbatim. This kind of carefree cheating on so vast a scale can only tell us one thing. It is easy to cheat at West Point and get away with it.
Congressman Downey claims cadets having knowledge of cheating are afraid to come forward for fear their statements may violate the honor code. The Soviet news agency TASS is hailing the Italian election results today, calling them a big success for the communist cause. The Christian Democrats, says TASS, have practically lost the opportunity to administer the country. Christian Democrats did win the Senate and the Chamber of Deputies, but by such a thin margin that no one is really certain how the next Italian government is going to be put together. More in a moment.
When we open our eyes, there's no light in the room. We look out the window, there's darkness and gloom. But we think of the good we can all of us do. If we get a good start, yes we can.
Yes we can, yes we can. If we get a good start, yes we can.
It's a little easier to feel optimistic mornings if you pour yourself into a bowl of Kellogg's Product 19 with milk, fruit, toast, and spread. You get great taste and 100% of your recommended daily allowance of 10 vitamins and iron. That sure makes sense.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. If we want it, we can. We can make things so much better. Yes, we can.
Kellogg's Product 19 cereal has Yes, We Can power.
A judge in Boston who ordered an end to the strike of public workers in Massachusetts yesterday is saying today he's going to consider penalties unless that strike is over by the end of this day. If anything, however, picketing appeared to increase in the state of Massachusetts during the day. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrial Average is off 1.15. That puts the industrial average at 1,006.30 and volume 14.25 million. This is Reed Collins, CBS News.